It's Michael Raggett has got the goal for UCD. He kept his composure, he kept his nerve, he sent Oisin Cooney the wrong way, and that looks to have denied Harps what would have been a good result, given the fact that they had drawn levels so late in this game. But that challenge from Mikey Place leading to the penalty, and UCD having taken the lead from another set piece situation, that free kick from Kieran Behan 7 minutes before half time. Well, 4.5 minutes into injury time at the end of this game, it looks as if substitute Michael Haggart's goal is going to be enough to give UCD all 3 points in this game, and that's going to be another disappointing night here at Finn Park for Kevin McHugh and for Finn Harps. Remember, one win in 8 games going into tonight's match. It'll be 1-1-9 as the this difficult run of results continues. Play underway again here. The referee has another look at his watch. Mary, my apologies, we're keeping you away from the good music. We've played 6 minutes of injury time. I would imagine the referee, as he takes another look at his watch, is going to blow for full time any second now, and he'll bring the curtain down on another night of disappointment for Finn Harps. He's just telling the fourth official to go ahead there. UCD are looking to make another change down in front of us. So this will be perhaps the last wee bit of business for the fourth official to look after. And this will be a good result for UCD's coach, William O'Connor. They have had their problems too of late. 1-1-6 games coming into tonight's set of fixtures. But this result will lift them up into sixth spot. They'll move ahead of Finn Harps by 5 points, and they're just outside the playoff spots, just in behind Wexford, who themselves have look to be on their way to a good result tonight, because they continue to lead at the Carlisle grounds against Bray Wanderers. As play continues, Kevin Jordan, Tony McNamee help the ball forward. UCD managed to clear their lines. Good header from Adam McDade. Here's Patrick Ferry. Can he do something? Can he find a way through? We're well into injury time at the end of this one. Kevin Jordan helps it forward, but that's going to be a challenge went in on Shawnee Bradley, and you can hear the appeals of the supporters. Kevin McHugh is wondering as well. That was inside the box, but I would imagine that Bradley perhaps went down a little easy, and the referee isn't going to be forced into making any decision in favour of Harps on that occasion. And the goalkeeper, Derek Kavanagh, has the ball on the 6-yard line. He's preparing himself to take this kick out. Here comes. And William O'Connor now is asking the referee, how many more seconds are you going to play? Because I tell you what, we must be 7 minutes into injury time. There haven't been all that many stoppages. Yeah, we're nearly 8 minutes into injury time at this stage. And UCD pumped the ball forward, and it rolls through to Oisin Cooney. Another look at the watch from the referee, Alan Patchell. Cooney kicks long. Patrick Ferry helps it on. A little flicked header, but it's cleared by the UCD defender. Kevin Jordan will return it first time. UCD, though, pick up the loose ball, and they play it forward again. And I would imagine this is the last action, because Mikey Place has just played it back to his goalkeeper, and there indeed goes the full time whistle blown by Alan Patchell. So UCD have won it in the end. Michael Raggett with the winning goal from the penalty spot deep into injury time at the end of this game, just when it seemed that Adam McDade's goal on 87 had given Harps a share of the spoils. But not to be, Marty. It's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 1, UCD 2.